heads. Amen. Let's just approach his presence this morning. Amen. The Apostle Paul says in the book of Hebrews, let us come boldly to the throne of grace. And thanks be to God, it's not the throne of judgment or a throne of justice.
Amen.
It is a throne of grace.
Amen.
And for this reason, to obtain mercy.
Amen.
And mercy has to do with pardon, forgiveness.
Yes, Lord.
Of our wrongs, of our sins. And that's what we would like to ask of him this morning. That if there's anything in our thoughts, in our feelings, in our spirit, in our actions, we might find mercy and forgiveness for any of the wrongs. Mercy is what we plead for, that the Lord would spare us. And apart from mercy, he says, and to find grace to help. We should be thankful for that this morning. Grace to help. Hallelujah. Praise his holy name. Grace to help. Amen. There's grace to support us. Grace to comfort us. Grace to strengthen us. Grace to reinforce us. Grace to uphold us in the time of need. Let's believe that this morning as we come. And Paul never said, I am coming boldly. He said, let us.
Amen.
He included every one of us this morning. It's not just for one man. It's not just for the minister, for the preacher. But the throne of God is a common meeting place. It is a general meeting place. We can all come there. There's room for you. There's room for every one of us. If we can just trust him this morning. Father, we thank you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ for the privilege and the honor to be in your presence this morning. Father, we come, as your prophet says, by faith in rapture around the throne of grace. Father, this morning we leave this building by faith together in your presence. Father God, this morning to fellowship around your throne. This throne of grace, God's unmerited favor, the throne that we can find the favor of God in our lives. We can find, Lord Jesus, happiness. We can find comfort. We can find of your blessings today, dear Lord. And oh God, how fortunate we are this morning to be gathered around the throne of God today. And we thank you that, Father, it's not a throne of judgment. It's not a throne of justice. Because your prophet says that it's not a throne of justice because we cannot stand, Lord Jesus, in the shadow of your justice. He says, because if it were a throne of justice, it says, the day you eat thereof, that day you shall surely die. Father, we will not be able to stand before a throne of justice. We are thankful it's a throne of grace. It's a throne of unmerited favor, Lord. Nothing that we have done to obtain this favor from you, Lord, and we can have mercy today and obtain mercy today and get mercy this morning, Father. Forgive us of every sin and every trespass, Lord. Pardon us, dear God, of every wrong that we might have committed, Lord. Heavenly Father, we remember the sinner that prayed in the temple that said, Lord, have mercy on me, for I am a sinner. Lord, we pray the same. Have mercy on us, Lord. We know we may have done you wrong by the things we think, say, do. Lord, we ask you to wash us and cleanse us in your precious blood. And Father, help us today that we might find grace to help us, Lord, in the time of need. Like Esther, may we find favor with the king in the crisis, Lord, and the situation, Father. We pray and ask for your blessings this morning, that the Holy Spirit, Lord, will just bless your people, Father. I pray for the church, Lord. I pray for the elders, and I pray, Lord, for all the officers. I pray for the church of God here this morning. Father, I commit them into your hands, and I pray that, Lord, your loving, caring, merciful hands, Lord, will will just undertake, and Lord, take care of each and every one of them, Lord. I pray, oh God, Heavenly Father, for Lord Jesus Christ, Pastor Chester's family, his wife, his children, Lord. I pray that your grace and mercy will abound upon them, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, Lord, may you be there, hallelujah, for his wife. May you be there, Lord Jesus, even for the family as a whole, Father, and as an extended family, Lord, may your blessings be upon them, Father. Lord, we commit the service into your hands now. Come and have your way with us. Heavenly Father, heal us physically. Lord, heal us in our bodies. Heal us also in our hearts. For you, Lord, can bind up the broken heart. You can heal the broken hearts. Lord, give us the comfort that we need. Heavenly Father, the Lord Jesus, and even as your word says that, Heavenly Father, when our tribulations, Heavenly Father, are multiplied, Lord, even the comfort is multiplied. Oh, Father, we pray today that your blessings would be upon us, and just have your way with us now as we commit the service into your hands. Help me, Lord, for the next couple of moments. In the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Praise God. You may take your seats. Amen.
God, I send you pastor. Amen.
Amen. Greetings to you all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
And
I certainly deem this a great privilege and an honor to be with you this morning in this service.
Amen.
I would like to also thank Brother Elton that extended the invitation to come. And it was yesterday, I think in the early part of the day, when he called me and giving the invitation to be with you this morning in the service. Upon our first discussion, I wasn't sure. Because I didn't have anything on my mind to say that was relevant. At that time, so I said to him, I will get back to him later on, maybe end of day. And it so happened by the grace of God, as my mind was just searching for something to say, because I didn't want to come just for the sake of appearing before you. It would have been easy for me at once to have said, I'll be there. But I found it difficult to really fully accept, until I felt impressed to say something. So, in the course of the day, there's something that came upon my mind. Because then I was praying and just asking the Lord, what can I say that would help your children? And at the end of the day, we communicated again with Brother Elton. Sometime in the evening, and I let him know that I think it's okay now, because the Lord had put something on my mind.
Then
I'm also hoping that it's going to be a blessing to you, and also give you comfort. Amen. And realizing that we are going through difficult moments,
and
wanting the comfort of the Lord, comfort for the family of our dear precious Pastor Chesa, and comfort for the assembly.
And
I would like to say to Sister Chesa and the family
that
we are very much with you in prayer. If I'm not mistaken, I think there's not a day that goes by without us praying for that family. And also for the church. So may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ continue to be with you all. And without much do or delay, we'll get into God's word.
I
forgot to ask the brethren exactly how much time I'm expected to share the service with you. But if I should take a guess, it should be an hour. Somebody said, since we believe the message of the hour. I don't know how they came up with that idea, but it seems to make some sense. But however, we don't know what 1 hour might mean to the Lord. We have an hour in our time, there's an hour in God's time. It's in the seals book where Brother Branham says, what would be 30 minutes to God?
And I was like, just,
you know, like it's something you can't even talk about as far as God is concerned. And yet again, it might mean a whole lot. Amen. So we just trust God this morning. Amen. That He would bless us and give us comfort. Amen. I've got a small phone here just to watch my time. It usually doesn't ring much.
So,
I'm sure it won't, it shouldn't bother us, I think, for this moment. Amen.
Its
mine says 13 minutes to 11.
13 minutes to 11.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we'll just take it from there and see what the Lord has for us. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, we're not yet, you can still sit, we're not yet reading.
Sorry for
that disturbance. I just wanted to make a comment in passing.
1 Thessalonians
chapter 4, I believe it's the last verse.
And
the Apostle Paul says, therefore, comfort one another with these words.
Amen.
Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. The words that he is referring to are the ones that he had just mentioned in the previous verses. which are to do with the rising up of the dead or the sleeping saints.
He had
just informed the believers that there will be a resurrection of those who beneath us lie. And those are some of the words of comfort that he's actually referring to when he says these words. To assure us that there will be a resurrection. And to acknowledge that would also bring comfort to us. Amen. And he speaks of how eventually the sleeping saints together with the living saints are going to gather together. Amen. He says that we which are alive and remain. Amen. And that's like those in the category of Enoch and Elijah. Amen. Alive and remain shall be caught up together with them. Amen. So that's another comfort and a consolation we have. That we are not just going to go to heaven like all of a sudden and then we don't know if this brother or that sister hasn't made it or not. But Paul says there will be a reunion of believers. And I believe we'll unite even with our pastor that has gone on. Amen. Apart from seeing Jesus, we are also going to see him as well. And I believe that the Lord will afford us that period of time where we will be able to recognize one another even before we are caught up to meet the Lord.
Uye ndirotenda kuti sheva chati pamukana wekuti timboonana nevadikana wedu kunyange tisati taenda kunosangana naShe.
The resident saints will not go on to meet the Lord before they meet us.
Chikonzero vatsvene vasingaende kunoona Jesu vasati vasangana.
And neither will the living go on to meet Jesus before we meet the sleeping.
Kunyange vakafa vasingaende kunoona Jesu vachitangira vapenyu.
Amen. So we thank God for this arrangement. Can we say amen?
Tinotenda Mwari nemarongero avakaita nyaya.
And this also is another form of comfort to us.
Imwe mhando yenyaradzo kwatiri.
And he goes on to say, then we meet the Lord in the air.
Anoenda mberi achiti tozosangana naIshe kudenga.
Amen. And we says, ever be with the Lord.
Tozogara navo nekusingaperi.
Amen. When Enoch went, he went forever.
Inoki
Elijah went, he went forever.
Akaenda nekusingaperi.
And isn't this wonderful that we are going to be with the Lord forever?
Hazvina hazvifadzere kuti change tina Ishe wedu nekusingaperi.
Hallelujah. What a promise we have.
Inimbiso yakadii yatina.
Amen. And we looking forward to that great
time. Takatoitarisira nguva ihuri.
Amen. That there will be this manifestation of God's promises to us.
Kuti kuchava nekuratidzwa kwevimbiso dzaMwari dzikwatiri.
So maybe we'll speak something in the line of resurrection and things like that.
Pamwe tichataura zvinhu zvine chekuita nerumuko rwevakafa nezvimwe zvakangodaro.
Amen. And maybe for a title,
pamwe kuti tipe musoro,
would like to speak on present comfort.
Ndinoda kutaura pamusoro pekunyaradzwa kwazvino.
Present comfort.
Kunyaradzwa kwazvino.
In other words, that is the comfort that we can have even while we are still here in this present life.
Nemu kume kutaura tikura kunyaradzwa kwatinokwanisa kuwana tichiri muupenyu pano panyika.
And of course, when we talk about being comforted, it also means that there will be tribulations.
Kana tichitaura zvakarewo panyaya yekunyaradzwa zvinoreva kuti pachavawo nematambudziko.
Amen. The life that we live in is a combination of negative and positive.
Upenyu hwatinorarama hune zvakanaka nezvakaipa.
And for us to be comforted also means that we might have to experience pain and sorrow and grief and all these things.
Kuti isu tiwane kuzonyaradzwa zvinoreva kuti tichange tichisangana nekurwadziwa nekuodza moyo nekugodorwa nezvakadaro.
And pain and so on is not a strange thing to believers.
Marwadzo nezvakadaro hazvisi zvinhu zvitsva kuvatendi.
Amen. It's things that we expect at one time or another.
Zvinhu zvatinofanira kutarisirawo munguva yekufamba kweupenyu.
Amen. But the good thing of it is that in whatever circumstances, amen, of trials that we have,
asicha zvakanakira ndechekuti hazvina mhosva kuti tiri kupfuura nemamiriro miedzo akadii.
The Lord is faithful to give us the comfort that is relevant for the situation.
Mwari vakatende kuti panyaradzo inoenderana nechauri kupfuura nacho.
I believe that God is part and parcel of our problems, our trials and everything.
Ndotenda kuti Mwari vatori muchikamu chematambudziko edu nekuedzwa kwedu.
One thing the Lord will not do is to stand back when you are experiencing afflictions.
Chime chinhu chandinoziva Mwari chavachisingaite ndechekupeta maoko iwe uri mukupfuura nemarwadzo.
Because if he is the comforter, then he will have to be with you even in the situation you are in.
Nekuti kana ivo vachiva munyaradzi vanofanira kunge vari mumamiriro ezvinhu auri kupfuura nemari.
Amen. You know, when the church of God was going through some tribulations and suffering in the book of Acts,
munoziva kereke yaMwari payakanga iri kupfuura nemukutambudzwa nemukushushwa mubhuku remabasa.
During the time of Saint Paul,
munguva yamutsvene Pauro,
when Paul was still on the other side,
Pauro paakanga ari kune rimwe
rutivi, before he got converted,
asati ashanduka,
finally the time came for Paul's conversion.
Pakazosvika nguva yekushandurwa kwaPauro.
The Bible tells us he met a light that struck him down.
Bhaibheri rinotiudza kuti akasangana nechiedza chakamurova.
That was an experience with the power of God.
Chaive chiitiko nesimba raMwari.
And then the voice said, Saul, Saul,
isgirikati Sauro, Sauro,
why persecutest thou me?
Ko unonditambudzire iko?
The voice did not say, why are you persecuting my church?
Isgira harina kuti uri kutambudzire iko chechi yangu?
Because when the church was in trouble, Jesus was in trouble.
Nekuti kereke payakanga yava munjodzi,
Jesu akanga ari munjodzi. Was in pain, Jesus was in pain.
Kereke payaiva marwadzo,
Jesu aiva marwadzo. When the church was experiencing afflictions, Jesus was experiencing afflictions.
Kereke payakanga iri kurwadziwa, Jesu akanga ari kurwadzi.
This is why, no wonder, when the three Hebrew boys were cast into the fire, there appeared among them one as unto the Son of God.
But
the Lord became part of their affliction. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we still belong to God even in the fiery furnace of affliction. One of the prophets in the Bible said, He has chosen us in the fiery furnace of afflictions. So because you are in trouble, it doesn't mean that God has rubbed off the effect that you are an elect. You are still chosen even in those situations. And I would like to say that you are still the chosen people of God. Amen. You are His elect. You are His chosen, irregardless of the circumstances. And I want you to know this, that the Son of God is with you. Jesus is with you. He said, when you pass through the waters, I will be with you. When you walk through the fire, I will be with you. So doesn't matter this morning really what the magnitude.
Chatanga pa ndima 18.
The same story, we have the same account in the book of Mark and the book of Luke. And every other time that it is mentioned, there are different perspectives and angles of the way it is narrated depending on the writer. Amen. Let's read verse 18. And we'll go inclusively on with the chapter. While he yet spake these words unto them, behold, there came a certain ruler. At this point, on this account, he is not mentioned as yet by name. He is just called a certain ruler. And then we would like to take special note of his approach. Number one, worshipping him, saying, my daughter is even now dead. Amen. He actually openly mentions the situation that is in his home. He didn't just report it as, Lord, I have a case, I have a situation, I have this. He openly mentioned it. Then he proceeds to say, but, or in other words, nevertheless, come and lay thy hand upon her, and she shall live. Okay, for the sake of the lengthy portion we'll read, you can take your seats. Hallelujah. So in spite of the situation or the condition that was now prevailing in the home, he somehow seems to have that realization that regardless of the condition that prevails, death does not take away room for Jesus to work. He's the healer beyond death. I don't know if you can understand what I'm saying. And he knew that somehow death was not the end of the story. And that's what I think we all believe here today. This is not the end of the story. It will become even more glorious. Amen. Amen. Jesus does not only work when there is room to work. He will work even when there is no more room to work.
Even
where men seem to expire in their efforts and endeavors, the Lord goes beyond human efforts and still proves He's the doctor not only of sickness but the doctor of death. How many believe that today? Praise the Lord.
Amen.
And Jesus arose I believe there is an approach that will cause Jesus to rise from wherever he is. To see Jesus rising from where he is will depend on how you are going to approach him. Amen. And followed him, and so did his disciples. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we find in this particular case that when Jesus got up, or when Jesus arose, the Bible says that Jesus followed the ruler. Amen.
Amen.
He followed the ruler. And this certainly reminds us of the rock that followed the children of Israel. And the reason why Jesus followed Jairus where he was going, because Jairus was returning back to his home. And when the rock followed Israel, they were returning back to their home. And now the rock follows Jairus as he's going back to his home. We need that rock in our homes, don't we? He's not only the rock in the journey, but he's the rock in the house as well. Can we say praise the Lord? He said, he is with me everywhere and he knows my every care. The comforter abides with me. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to verse
20.
Hallelujah. Now here, according to verse 19, we are given the picture that Jesus and all these people are now on their road to Jairus' home. Now, what made Jairus go out and seek the Lord was because of the situation in the house. And whatever happens in the house, whether it's trials, afflictions, whatever, it also puts us on a mission to seek the face of the Lord. Amen. Your problems, your troubles, whatever it is, amen, are only instruments to bring you in the presence of the Lord, to make you seek the face of our Lord Jesus Christ. So even if there's trouble in your home, it means it's time to seek the Lord. Amen. One of the resurrection. Can we say amen? Because we know God's prophet told us healing is the earnest of resurrection. Can we say praise the Lord? Brother Branham said without healing there's no resurrection. And then we so thank God for the healing ministry that Brother Branham manifested in this end time to identify there will be a resurrection in these last days. Can we say praise the Lord? Yes, sir. So somehow the Lord allows these two events to be interwoven at the same time. And I don't believe that there's nothing that happened and was written for nothing, but for us to learn from. Especially us who are in the end of the world. Amen. We need to take note of some of these things. So the Bible said that a woman which was diseased with an issue of blood 12 years. Amen. Came behind him. Now, besides the scriptures that I will read, there are quotes that I might also want to read. I mean, if time allows us. Amen. The Bible said, came behind him. For some reason, this woman felt that she never liked to approach Jesus like face to face. She kind of approached him clandestinely, secretly, privately. She didn't want to announce her presence. So she took advantage maybe of the crowd, and Jesus was enthroned. And he was engulfed. And she wanted to use that as a cover to reach her blessing. Now we know that Jacob used a similar approach when he wanted to get the blessing of the birthright. Jacob did not come openly, but he disguised himself. But at that point in time, God was not concerned as to how Jacob got the blessing, but it was about Jacob's faith in obtaining the blessing that he anticipated. Brother Branham said Jacob did not care on which plane it came on. Can we say praise the Lord? So long as it came, hallelujah. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And in this particular instance, in one of the quotes, Brother Branham said, she did not go walking, she went crawling. He said she went on her hands and on her knees. He says so that she could maneuver between the legs of the people. You remember the mother in Mexico with a dead baby in her hands. Billy Paul said we can't handle her because she went underneath and she went anyway. The main thing was to get the blessing. Can we say praise the Lord? Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
Oh, glory.
Hallelujah.
Wonderful Jesus.
Amen.
Praise his name.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. To begin with, she thought that she would rather steal the blessing. But if you are a daughter, why steal the blessing? It's actually for you. It belongs to you. It is your privilege. It is your inheritance. You are entitled to it. Because you are a daughter. You are a son of God. You have a relationship with the Almighty God. Somebody say amen.
It's amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm starting to feel good now. I just start to feel like this is the service of the Lord. Do you feel the same way? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
The Bible said she came behind. Now the good thing, regardless of how Jacob secured the blessing, at that point, in that particular situation, Jacob did not mind to confirm that he was blessed. He said, yay! He shall be blessed and is blessed. Irregardless of how he came. Because Jacob, Isaac saw the faith of Jacob. He had that go get it attitude. And it was confirmed by his prophet father. He is blessed. He obtained a good report of his faith. So did this woman as well. Because of her faith. Even Jesus had to make a report on that. And confirm. Irregardless of how she came. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Came behind him and touched the hem of his garment. She didn't have to hold Jesus, she only had to touch. Sometimes just a touch can make a difference in the situation. Paul in the book of Hebrews said, we have such an high priest who is touched by the feeling of your infirmity. Glory.
Amen.
When Elijah died and was buried in a cave, in the process of a battle, they were burying a dead man. And then when they saw the enemy approaching, the Bible said they laid this dead man where Elisha had been buried, and he touched the bones. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It was not so much the very person of Elijah, but it was something related to the person of Elijah. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Can we say praise the Lord?
Hallelujah.
Can we say hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
In the days of the healing campaign, we are told that some just needed to touch Brother Branham's jacket, and they would become healed. In another situation, this woman comes late after Brother Branham has dismissed the meeting and Brother Branham is gone, only to find out that the prophet has left the scene. But she said, show me where the man walked and I will walk where he walked. Praise God. We may not have Brother Branham physically, but show me where the man walked and I will be blessed. I will be healed. There will be a resurrection.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can we say thank you, Jesus?
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. 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 Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For she said within herself, look at the testimony, the witness that was in her. Hallelujah. Within herself, something spoke. And the way Brother Branham said it, on perfect faith, he says, when you come saying, something tells me that today is the end of my suffering. There must be a witness towards your blessing. Amen. Because the Spirit bears record with our spirit that we are sons and daughters of God. Within herself. Glory.
Amen.
It's like that even with your salvation. It's something you must feel inside. I feel changed. I feel I'm not the woman I used to be. I feel I'm not the boy I used to be. I am not the man I used to be. I feel a change in me. Something tells me I've become a son of God. There's an improvement in my life. There is progress in my life. There is a change in my life. Something has happened inside of me. I feel the power of God.
Hallelujah.
Within herself, if I may but touch his garment, I shall be whole. Brother Branham said she had perfect faith for that day. Verse
22.
Praise God. Now, this is on the way to the mission of the resurrection. Did you know that the Elmod branch had to bud before it bore the final stage of the process? There were other events before the complete fruit appeared. And as believers, we will experience other events of God's power and God's miracles even before we reach the resurrection. Our needs will not be met when we are in heaven. They are met in this present condition we are living in. That's why Elijah left his mantle, because the mantle was not meant for heaven. It was meant to work here. Amen.
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 Elijah was physically gone, but there were items he left. Brother Branham physically is gone, but there are items he left for us. And as we are to succeed our prophet, we do not use a different system from what Elijah used. The method to open Jordan is the same method that Elijah used. And the methods we use to fetch our victories are on the books and the tapes. That is our mantle. That is the second-handed robe. Brother Branham wore it and we are wearing it. Somebody say
amen.
Somebody say praise the Lord. I won't have to cross Jordan alone.
Amen.
Praise God. He said, daughter,
Jesu aka ti mukunda,
be of good comfort.
Tsunga moyo.
Not just be of comfort, but good comfort.
Kwete kungo ani kutsunga moyo, asi kutsunga moyo kwa kanaka.
Amen. Hallelujah. And that's the thing that we need. Good comfort. Because you can have miserable comforters. Thy faith has made thee whole. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. You love Jesus this morning?
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. The Lord is wonderful, isn't he? Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
On the message entitled, Only Believe 610427. Amen. 610427 is talking about Jairus. Amen. He's talking about Jairus. And also he's talking about the time that when the woman drew that virtue from him, drew that healing power from him. Amen.
Amen.
He's talking about that woman there right there with the blood issue when he said, but I got weak. And Brother Branham is speaking around that issue there. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I would like for us maybe to have it on the screen so that we can all read it for ourselves. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen. On the message titled Only Believe 1961-0427, he said, but I got weak.
He's
referring to the Lord Jesus Christ.
He
says, I felt something go out of me. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. And the reason it could go out of him is because he had it. Is that right?
That's
what Brother Branham says. He says, you cannot give what you don't have. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you, brother. God bless you. Amen. He said, but I got weak. I felt something go out of me. A virtue went out of me. And he looked around to the little woman and told her her blood issue had stopped. Now, who is listening to this?
Jairus.
Before the resurrection. Can we say praise the Lord?
Amen.
Praise yes. God. Because by the time this woman comes and presents herself to the Lord, they were already in the journey to the home. But as they were walking, God was doing. That's the God we serve. As they were walking, God was talking. As they were walking, God was speaking. God was confirming the blessings. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When Elijah and Elisha, the Bible says, they went on and talked. That's when the chariot appeared. So even before we get to the home, something can happen in the interim. Even before the resurrection, there can be blossoms before Elmont. Can we say praise the Lord?
Hallelujah, praise
we
God.
Can have a sweet smelling fragrance even before the elements themselves appear. We can enjoy the aroma of the Holy Ghost even before the resurrection.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
He says, I imagine that encouraged old Jairus. What encouraged Jairus? Hearing Jesus confirming the healing of the woman with the blood issue. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And that gave him the strength that no matter what other news would greet him, God prepared him for the resurrection of his daughter. And God is preparing us through the manifestation of the Holy Ghost to meet our brother in the resurrection. The things that God is doing now, meeting your needs in your life, is a testimony that our pastor will rise again. It is a testimony that he will appear amongst us one of these days.
Amen. Amen.
That encouraged old Jairus.
He
says, don't you imagine so? I imagine so. Because I can see Jeremiah saying, thank you, Lord. I don't care what I will hear. I don't care who will say what. I feel strength. I feel bold. Hallelujah. Amen. I feel charged. Hallelujah. Amen. Something tells me that because of this, what he has done for others, he can do for me. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's come to Mark chapter 5.
And Mark chapter 5.
There's a reason why we'd like to read this, because there's a reason why it was written and repeated the way it was. Because if you examine Matthew chapter 9, Jairus said to Jesus, if you are reading closely, my daughter is now dead. But when someone came from Jairus' house, the messenger did not talk to Jesus about the situation. He talked to Jairus, then Jairus is the one who talked to Jesus. Come on, are we Bible readers?
Amen.
And that's how the four Gospels are written. So you have to be careful when you are reading the Gospels. You need to know when what was said and who was saying what, at what time were they saying it, and to whom were they saying it. It was not the messenger that reported to Jesus. It was Jairus, the father. My daughter is now, in other words, as we speak. So in other words, if Jairus heard the messenger first,
No.
Yes, then Jairus told Jesus. Because since Jairus was not at home, how did he know that she is now dead? Brothers, is that the word or not? Is that scripture or not? We're talking Bible.
And
message. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, God is good. Amen. Let's take this one now in Mark chapter 5. Hallelujah. Jesus has just returned from the healing of Legion.
Amen.
Amen. Let's be Bible readers. Let's not just be entertained with the part that says Jesus wept. I think we can do better than that. It's not about the bird that glides on the water, it's about the fish that is in the deep waters.
Amen.
Yeah, whatever. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. This time, Mark doesn't say a certain ruler. He gives the name.
Ano pazita.
See? Because on one account it's coming from a lion, on another account it's coming from an ox. Then in Luke it's coming from the man. But John doesn't seem to say. Because he's occupied with other deeper revelations of the mysteries of God. Because that's the flying eagle. Going into the beginning and beyond the beginning. He speaks more of the Godhead than any one of them. The Father, the Son, the Father.
God.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now the Bible says, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet. Matthew said he worshipped. Which as far as Mark is concerned is the same. Mark is saying, in other words, what my brother Matthew says means that he was at the feet of Jesus. Because Matthew does not talk about being at the feet. He talks about worshipping. Rightly dividing the word of truth. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Verse 23. And besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter. Hallelujah. At the point of death. Look at this account. Compared to Matthew's account. It cannot be a contradiction. It is us who is missing the sequence somewhere. Says, I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her. That she may be healed and she shall live. And Jesus went with him. So they get into the journey now. They're journeying to the house of
Jairus.
Hallelujah. In Matthew it says Jesus followed him. Here it says Jesus went with him. It's one and the same. There's no contradiction. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And much people followed him and thronged him. And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years and had suffered many things of many physicians and had spent all that she had and nothing was better but rather grew worse. I believe we can all relate with these words today. I believe if not all, but most of us have been there. No better, but worse. Have you been there? Don't tell me you haven't been there. Nothing better. No progress, no improvement, no betterment. Instead, things seem to be actually going out of hand. But that's when we meet the Master. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
when she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind and touched his garment. For she said, if I may touch but his clothes, I shall be made whole. The Bible talks in the book of Acts that some were laid just if they could just be laid in the shadow of Peter. If I can't get Peter himself to come personally, let me use his shadow. Now the Bible in Acts simply states that they were laid in Peter's shadow and doesn't say whether they were healed or not. But the prophet says they were healed. Check it out if you like. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Oh my, God is good, isn't he? Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now there's one thing that we are also taking note of right here. That when this woman comes and presents herself before the Lord, hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus did not brush her aside and says, I have more important matters. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you and I should be the same. We should have the spirit of a servant. And be prepared at any time to show goodness. Even when you are on your way to a certain mission. Having enough grace in you. Even to attend to those issues that rise along the way. Perhaps you were not even prepared for it. Perhaps that was not your particular mission. But you should have enough grace in you. To say, Lord, if I can help here, let me help. I know what my target is. But before I get to my target, let me do that which is even necessary as I go on. Don't you want that kind of anointing to be on your life also? Don't you want to be that kind of a laborer, that kind of a servant? Amen. That even the minor issues, you are prepared to do whatever good you can do. Hallelujah. You are prepared to accommodate it. You are prepared to entertain it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And make things a little bit lighter for somebody as you're on your, you know what your target is. You know where you are headed to. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But leave some fragrance behind you as you go to your mission. Leave some goodness behind you. It's good for brethren to dwell in unity. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's compared to that sweet smelling ointment. That fragrance that you and I must display as we are on our way. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Where there's a need, God help us to do what we can do towards that need. Amen. Where there's a cry. Amen. Where there's a condition. Lord, help me to do what best I can do in the meantime. I know I'm on my way to meet Brother Chester in the resurrection. But while we are here, amen, help us to do what necessarily needs to be done. To do good, don't forget. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Straight away, the fountain of her blood was dried up.
Amen.
Amen. Do you know one thing about Jesus? He was not a time waster.
No.
Jesus made use of every vacant space of time. He found a way of filling it. Whether it was to minister to so and so or whatever situation, Jesus would never waste time. He was, that's why the Bible says, redeem time, because the days are evil. When Jesus was on his way, amen, the Bible says there was need for him to pass through Samaria. Hallelujah. Brother Branham says Jesus knew what he was supposed to do in that particular situation. So in the meantime, he dismissed his disciples, knowing that their attitude was not yet ripe enough to entertain converts. Yes, check the scripture. At one time, this, they said, send her away. She cries after us, cold hearted. So in this particular case, he made sure that this fish he wants to catch is not disturbed by immature fishermen. It need a mature fisherman. Just like our pastor was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Glory.
Amen.
So the disciples thought they were doing Jesus a favor by going into the city. Is it not strange that they are going into a Samaritan city, and yet a little further we learn the Jews had no dealings with Samaritans? Friends, this Bible is not like a comic. You need to know to what extent is the Bible talking about. So in the meantime, these boys are gone. The Bible says, and there cometh the woman of Samaria. So Jesus came and sat by the well. Not to while up time, but to use the time he's waiting for these guys to come back. You're going to have to use your time. Whatever you call spare time is not spare time as such. Redeem the time for the kingdom of heaven.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
I think let's go to Luke chapter 8. Hallelujah. Amen. Just a couple of moments. Hallelujah. Amen. Luke chapter 8.
Ruka, chitsauko 8.
Let's begin around about verse 41.
Ngatitange ipa ndima 41.
And behold, there came a man named Jairus, and he was a ruler of the synagogue. And he fell down at Jesus' feet. Just think of this. The Bible says a ruler bowing down. Jairus saw something. This is the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, a ruler bowing down before another ruler. Friends, no matter how big we become in this life, we cannot be so big not to bow down before our Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible says every knee shall bow without qualification. And it's a pleasure for us to bow down before the Lord. And besought him that he would come into his house. So one of the petitions was for the Lord Jesus Christ to come into the house.
Saka chime chikumbiro changa chine kuti Ishe Jesu Kristi muuye kumba kwangu.
Friends, when there's trouble in the house, there's no better person to have in the house than Jesus Christ.
Hama dzangu kana paita dambudziko mumba hapana mumbatsiri ari nani andarika Jesu Kristi.
When there is affliction in the house, there's no better person to have in the house than the Lord Jesus Christ.
Kana paine kushushikana mumba hapana munhu anokubatsirai kudarika Jesu Kristi.
Amen. During trials and whatever it might be,
muchipfuura nemumuedzo chero chingava chi,
there's no one better.
Hapana mumwe ari nani
than Jesus to have. Let's have him in our homes. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's have him in our homes. He's not just the Jesus in the church. Because the church is not altogether the building. Philemon was told, the church in your house. So we can even have church with Jesus even in our homes. Is that right? And he's so willing. And is this not strange as compared to other parts of Scripture? Do you remember that there is others that invited Jesus to their homes and Jesus never went? Maybe we are thinking in particular of the centurion. He said, come to my house and heal my servant. Here is another situation. Here is another instance. This time Jesus doesn't go there. And there's a nobleman as well. He said, come to my house. Jesus didn't go. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We have these different situations. In one situation, Jesus accepts to go to the house. In another one, he doesn't go. That means a lot to us. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. 12 years of age. And she lay a dying. But as he went, the people thronged him. And a woman having a blood, an issue of blood, 12 years, which had spent all her living upon physicians, neither could be healed of any, came behind him and touched the border of his garment, and immediately her issue of blood stanched. Let's go to 46.
And 46.
And Jesus said, somebody has touched me. Hallelujah. 47.
Hallelujah.
47. Hallelujah. And when the woman saw that she was not hid, she came trembling and falling down before him. Amen. Verse 48. And he said unto her, daughter, be of good comfort. Thy faith has made thee whole. Now, one thing that we mustn't forget is that in all of this that is taking place, Jairus is observing everything. Brother Branham says, Jairus knew this woman. And he knew what she had gone through. And he knew that she said she could be healed. And now it says, Jairus is watching her do what she said. He says, and as Jairus was observing her, he says, when she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, he says, and she withdrew. He says, with a smile, with a pleased face, with contentment. And Jairus is getting courage from all of this. And as though that was not all, Jesus confirms the healing of this woman. And now
Jairus
is seeing certain part of the body being patched up using the prophet's words.
But
in his case, it's not going to be a patching up. It's going to be an entire.
Asi apa kunenya yake kumba kwake aisinya yake no sonerera asi ndiye kutonyatso gadzira zvese.
Can we say praise the Lord? In Numbers chapter 13.
Numbers chapter 13.
Remember that Moses had sent spies to go spy the land of Canaan. And eventually these people came back. Brother, can you just quickly give us Numbers 13, 23 to 26? Let's just pick up something there. I want to come to a close. Hallelujah. Amen. It says, and they came unto the brook Eshcol, and cut down from thence a branch with one cluster of grapes, and they bare it between two upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and of the figs.
Vakandosvika pampata weshikono vakatema davi raiva nesumburime remadzamburinga vakaritakura padanda pakati pavanhu vaviri.
And the place was called Eshcol because of the cluster of grapes which the children of Israel cut down from there. I want you to notice that they did not bring the vineyard, they brought the fruit of the vineyard. They did not bring the tree, but they brought the fruit of the tree. They did not bring the land, they brought the fruit of the land. And what Jairus is witnessing is the fruit of the resurrection, the foretaste of the resurrection. Can we say praise the Lord? And the goodness you are feeling now in the presence of God is a testimony and an evidence. Brother Branham says, in proving his word, you are here as an evidence that we are going somewhere.
Rubato ndo zvakataurwa na Brother Branham kuti ndo uchapupu wekuti tichaenda ko kunyika.
And they returned from searching the land after 40 days.
Zvino mazuva makumi mana akati apera vakadzoka pakushora nyika.
And they went and came to Moses and Aaron and all the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back word unto them and unto all the congregation, and showed them the fruit of the land. Jesus was showing Jairus the fruit of the resurrection. Glory! And in the healing ministry of the prophet, Jesus was showing us the fruit of the resurrection. Because of this message and this ministry and what has been displayed before us, it is enough evidence that Brother Chesa is going to walk again one day right amongst us. There will be a resurrection. He will rise again. It's not difficult for us to say. We have the evidence. We have the foretaste. Because the blood issue is being taken away. Is a witness that there's a resurrection coming. No healing, no resurrection. With healing, there's a resurrection. You can't have one without the other. Can we say praise the Lord?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
So don't worry, church. Everything is going to be all right. Don't you worry.
Hallelujah.
Present comfort. In these current circumstances, we are already being comforted that there will be a resurrection. Our target is the resurrection. In all of Paul's endeavors, he says that I may attain unto the resurrection. Said, I press toward the mark. But in the meantime, he had a healing ministry which identified that what he was looking for lay somewhere ahead of him. Forgetting what is in the past, we press on to the mark of the resurrection.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
The path of the just is as the shining light that shines brighter and brighter to the resurrection day. You know, there's a lot of things which the sun does between its rising and its setting. And there's a lot of things that Jesus will do in between. You believe that? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I think, yeah, I wanted to read something. But watch. The Bible said in Numbers 13, they brought the fruit of the land. When they came, they did not say, this is the tree. Or this is the vineyard. Or this is the land. They said, this is the fruit of it. So Jairus in the meantime could start eating grapes even before he got to the resurrection. He could start eating pomegranates before he got to the resurrection. And we are eating figs even before we get to our full redemption. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. In the message entitled, I'll finish with this. The Angel of the Lord.
1951.
07/18.
July 1951.
Hallelujah. And if there is no divine healing now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
There is no resurrection of the body. Brother Branham said, healing has got to do with patching up your body. Now, if you understand what a patch is, it is not the entire garment.
And
divine healing is not the entire garment. Because full redemption will be at the first resurrection. But in the meantime, God is repairing certain parts of the house you are living in. It is not an entire renovation. It is like a facelift or something like just a repair, a certain patch that is being, a certain plastering here, a certain patch, you know, like your arm, your leg, amen, a headache. It's not there. If you have a headache, it's not really the whole body. That's why it's not called body ache, it's called headache. But God can deal with that portion. Patch it up as a token of the full redemption which is on its way to us, because this entire structure is going to be changed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
He said we shall all be changed. Glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let's read that. The Angel of the Lord. And if there is no divine healing now, there is no resurrection of the body. Divine healing is the earnest. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Is the earnest of, just come a little, yes. Divine healing.
Divine.
Is the earnest of our redeemed body. So that in itself is already enough evidence that there is another body coming. A redeemed body. Back to the one like Adam had in the Garden of
Eden.
What else are you going to get then? It's exactly the body had Adam before the fall. And there is enough power to take us back to that. Did you ever think of that? I didn't until I came to the message. I don't know about you. If there's no divine healing, then when you go at the grave, that's all of it. If there's no divine healing when you go to the grave, that's all of it. But even if you go to the grave with the earnest, it's not all of it. There is more of it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. You'll be there forever.
Unenge uripo muguva nekusingaperi.
And your dust will go away. And there'll be no more of you, see. If
then
we have the earnest of our salvation and completeness, earnest of our completeness, right? Back the way we was in the Garden of Eden. Back the way we was. A tree never died before Adam. There was no sickness before Adam. A tree never died before Adam. Because that was the dispensation of innocence. The world was full of innocence. Adam was in a perfect body. With no sickness. No disease. No nothing. Glory.
Amen.
And when our bodies are changed, we are going back to the period where Adam was before the fall.
Amen.
Immortality. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He says, and I think that the power of God, listen, the power of God that would take a cancer-ridden woman here, the power of God that would take that cancer situation, in other words, a condition that's ruining that life, devastating that life, destroying that life, eating away that life, even consuming that life by a spirit of the devil. But when the Holy Ghost comes down upon that condition, upon that situation, we are partaking of the fruits of the land of Canaan. We are witnessing a foretaste of the resurrection. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The power of God that would take a cancer-ridden woman here, that the doctors has just given a few days, and she's one of the thousands that's on records. Not just a man, the person's testimony, like the individual testimony, but the doctor's testimony. One of the thousands, and her eaten up with a few hours to live by cancer, eaten up by cancer, and by the earnest of her redeemed body, which is the power of the Holy Ghost removing that condition, which is the earnest of her redeemed body. Hallelujah. We'll put her in the condition it is now. The earnest put her in the condition she was now in, healed. The earnest put her in that state, healed. What will it be when she draws the full value off of the resurrection of Jesus Christ? What we are drawing now is only a partial value, but the day is coming when we will draw the full value. That's just the down. Hallelujah. He says, you know what the down, the earnest is? The earnest is the down payment on anything that holds it. Earnest does what? It holds the thing. People can walk around it, but it's secure. People can ask for it, but it's secure. People can request for it, but it says, no, I'm being held. I'm secure here. Secured by deposit.
Whoa.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And tonight the bride this morning is secure. Hallelujah. By a deposit, a down payment. Can we say we are secure? We have no doubt that the pastor is coming again. Just like the leaves that come back in the spring, he's coming back again. Can we say praise the Lord?
Amen.
Hallelujah. He says the earnest holds it. A surety secures it. Now, she's just got the earnest of it by being healed. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Jairus.
Jairus.
You got the earnest by seeing the power of God working a miracle in the life of the blood issue.
But,
amen, Jesus turned and said to Jairus, only believe. Even after death, there is still hope. Because we do not sorrow as those who do not have hope. We have hope for a resurrection. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
What Jairus saw is what we have seen. The ministry of the Son of Man revealing the earnest in anticipation of the resurrection. Hallelujah. God bless you. I think I'll quit here.
Let's
stand our feet.
Hallelujah.
Let's just sing the holy hills of heaven call me as I prepare to hand over the service to the man of God. Amen. We are secure. No need to worry. In these present circumstances, we have a consolation. We have a comfort. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Remember even the dark clouds after the flood. Could not prevent the rainbow from expressing itself. Hallelujah. Even our gloomy days, Jesus will be seen in our clouds. Jesus will be seen in our storms. It is a sign of comfort and consolation.
He
is the same who appeared that night when it was stormy. It was the same rainbow of comfort. The holy hills.